Investigations Part 2. The bomb attack happened 1 week before Bundestag elections in 1980 and immediately became a topic in the election campaign. The attempt by Bavarian state government to divert attention away from their own failures greatly damaged investigations. Pivotal questions remained unanswered. Where did the military explosives come from? Were others involved in building the bomb? Or were they with Gundolf Köhler at the scene of the crime? Questions for which forensic science today would have been able to provide information. However, 15 years after initial inquiries were concluded, hundreds of pieces of evidence and possible DNA traces and other clues were destroyed by the authorities. From today's perspective, the scale of right-wing terrorism failed to be recognized as a threat to democracy at that time. By keeping to the depoliticized, single-bomber extreme right-wing networks were not confronted resolutely enough.
Why, after a series of murders over a whole decade by the National Socialist Underground Group, are parliamentary commissions of inquiry throughout Germany only now turning their attention to right-wing terror and the questions, how did it manage to evolve, and why couldn't right-wing terrorism be stopped by the security agencies?
Ulrich Chaussy, journalist. Speech held on 26th of September, 2012.
That there is no organized right-wing terrorism in Germany is one of the grand delusions in the political history of the Federal Republic of Germany. Many offices of the Domestic Intelligence Service and police authorities had a precise knowledge of extreme right-wing networks. Why and where was this not used? Why did it not lead to a systematic fight against this threat?
Werner Dietrich, 2020, lawyer.
Only when everything has been clarified as to what exactly happened before the detonation, and when details of everything that led up to this terrorist attack are clear, will we really be able to talk of remembrance. Until then, there's doubt, as well as wanting to explain this tragedy in full and understand it better.
Laura Pultz, DGB Jugend München, commemorative speech, 26th of September, 2012.
What happened to us at the Wiesn then can happen now at any time to almost anyone. Today, terror has many hideous guises. It strikes when and how it likes. But regardless of how it reveals itself, it hits just some, but targets society as a whole.
Mr. Hochmeier, survivor of the bomb attack. Speech held on 26th of September, 2017.